This is Wild Talk, brought to you by IUCN and WWF.
Hello, I'm Sarah Halls. Invasive species are causing huge problems around the world. They're transported from one side of the globe to another, mainly by ships. IUCN's Marine Programme Officer, Imen Meliani, explains the problem and what we can do to solve it.
Ballast water is needed to stabilising the ship. So it's water that ships get in when they're not, where they don't have a cargo, and that get rid of that water when they load the cargo. And so when they take in the water, they take in all the species that are in the water, and that's how the species get moving from one place to another. And in terms of volume, we have around 12 billion tons of estimated ballast water moving around the world in one year.
What damage do these invasive species do to the marine environment when they're released in the wrong place?
When these species are released and when they have the right environmental conditions, they can proliferate and take over. And so they can have huge environmental impact simply because they're disrupting the balance. But they could also impact the fisheries. There is an example of the Kom jellyfish in the Black Sea that completely wrecked over the anchovy fisheries there. But they can also have an impact on the health. For example, the outbreak of cholera that happened in Peru in the 90s is suspected to be ballast water released. And so that's how important it is to take care of this problem.
What other ways are invasive species spread around the world?
Ballast water is certainly one of the most important in terms of volume, but invasive species can be spread hitchhiking on the hulls of ships. That's called hull fouling. They can also be introduced in aquaculture, either intentionally or unintentionally. They can be accompanying a species that you're meaning to introduce for aquaculture. And they could also, there's another variety of ways, like using fish bait, for example, or other internet trade and aquarium trade. They could shift species around when the people release them. But in terms of importance, I would say the shipping, first in ballast water, second in hull fouling, then aquaculture.
What can governments do to prevent the problem?
Well, the key word in your question is prevention, because in the marine environment, eradication is not as effective as it is in the terrestrial. It's much harder, much more expensive, and doesn't often have good results. So we need to attack the problem before it gets in, and often that's having good regulation in place. Sometimes it's not as complicated as it sounds. Sometimes you really have to have simple regulation and need to be aware that that issue is important. You simply need to have it in your radar screen and get on with it.
That was IUCN's Imen Meliani. For Wild Talk, I'm Sarah Halls.
Wild Talk. Find out more on the web at iucn.org or at panda.org.